Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden still trying to eliminate some student loan debt. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden has unveiled a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And all together, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. This marks Biden's latest endeavor to address student debt cancellation following the Supreme Court's rejection of his comprehensive cancellation plan last year.
In Congress, back to work this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson set to tackle a foreign aid bill that would fund Ukraine. However, some of his fellow Republicans are still pushing back. Democrats argue they spent months negotiating a bipartisan bill in the Senate combining enhanced border security with foreign aid, only to have former President Donald Trump order Republicans in both chambers to kill it. Hardline Republican lawmakers want the Biden administration to reimpose Trump-era border policy before accepting any foreign aid deals. A deadly triple shooting is reported involving a legal deposition that was interrupted by gunfire inside a Las Vegas law firm. It happened Monday inside the Prince Law Group's offices there. The shooter reportedly interrupted the deposition, killing two people in the room, then turning the gun on himself. Many Americans are reflecting upon this week's total solar eclipse, including Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, while viewing the event at Indiana University Monday.
And at this precise moment, this enormous universe is located right here.
Fitting as ever, the Star Trek legend has long had an interest in astronomy. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial upcoming in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges there that Trump might not get a fair trial. The former president faces charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. The trial is currently set for April 15th. Quite a bit of money raised this past weekend for the Trump campaign during a fundraiser in Florida.
Making America great again, and that's what's happened.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Trump on social media writing it's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. And he tells reporters,
the election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had.
USA's Laura Winters. The event raised roughly $50 million for the Trump campaign, roughly doubling President Biden's recent high profile high-profile fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall in New York. For the first time in a couple of years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. At the same time, it's notable that U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, great to have you along with us. Glad you could stop by 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and she is Marie Chapin. And she's a New York Times bestselling author. She poses this opportunity for us. How would you like to embrace the peace and power God has for you? Well, her new devotional will bring this into perspective. It's titled, He Calls Me His Child. Imagine, the creator of the universe calls you his child, Marie. I mean, wow. How much better can it get than that, right?
It doesn't get any better than that. And it's important that we think about that, that we know that, that we have that before us all the time. There's 100 meditations in the book and lots and lots of affirmations. And one of them I was thinking of to talk about with you this morning is called Guarding Our Soul. You know, how do we guard our soul? Luke 10 tells us to guard our soul. Proverbs 4 tells us, above all, guard your soul, for out of it come all of the issues of life, everything yes. of life. And you know, how do we do that when we have such a life, such a world? He makes us to lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leads us beside still waters. And how does he do that? But we choose to allow him to. When you think of Paul and Silas, who were in prison after being beat up, you know, terribly and chained to the walls, and yet they sang songs. Where did that come from? That came from a soul that had been practicing the peace of God and knowing who he was. And not only that, knowing who they were, they did not identify with their enemies. And you know, when Jesus was on the ship in the storm, remember how that storm was lashing and the disciples said, how can he sleep during this? You know, we're going to die.
Right, do something. Right.
And he got up and all he said was, peace be still to the water. How could he do that? He did that because he did not identify with storm. And that's taking care of our souls as children of God. He said, where is your faith? To the disciples. And by saying that, he's telling us that we can have his kind of faith, that we can walk like he did, that we can actually say to this, not identify with the storm, not identify with the enemy. We can give him every day our best. And I believe giving him our best is that time when we pull aside, as he did. He pulls aside a lot, and he's telling us in the Word and by his Spirit to pull aside, be with him, allow him to permeate our thoughts, our minds, to just embrace him. Because in those moments of prayer, I call that quiet prayer, and I call that a time of Christian meditations, quiet prayer. I give him my very best moments when I'm quiet with him. You know where it says in Psalms 27, be still and know that I am God. That's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle, Bill. That's not just pulling aside for a few moments, though we must, but it's a lifestyle to be still. When I'm quiet, I'm giving him my very best. Jesus withdrew to lonely places. It says in Luke 5, he withdrew from ourselves, and that's he taught us to withdraw from ourselves, withdraw from that busy mind, that heart full of the world's cares, you know. It's a time to just be still with him. And something happens to us then. It's a time where he can work within us without our interrupting. In those moments where we're not asking for anything, we're not praying about things, we're simply being still so that we can, we can enter those moments of praying about things with calm, with his mind, with his heart, with his eyes, to see with his eyes, to hear with his ears, to have the faith that he taught us to walk in. And and it's a life of guarding our soul, guarding our soul. So I believe that today, that's what we need to do, to think about protecting our souls, our emotions, our intellect, our will, our thought life, to pursue that part of God's heart that tells us to be quiet. It's okay. It's okay. We can cast our cares on him. It's okay. You know why? Because we're his children. Right. We're his children.
And the thing is, too, Marie, and you touched on this, and that is that Jesus saw the storm. He you know, that was real. The storm was real. The apostles' reaction to it was real. Okay? Yeah. We're not saying, you know, you're going to live in denial, but Jesus said, hey, Jesus says, look, let me give you a different power source here. You can plug into the power of this world, or you can plug into the power of the supernatural, which is peace. And it's peace abounding. It's not like you're going to run out of it, right? There's plenty of peace to go all around. But you just have to make that choice. Are you going to be connected to the vine and the benefits that that vine presents to you? Or are you going to be in the middle of the chaos because you choose the world's, the world's power source and not the supernatural power source that Jesus said is there for your taking?
That's so beautifully said. And you know, also then, he calls us his child. How do I live that every day? And I believe it's by speaking the truth to ourselves. For example, here's an affirmation in the morning to wake up. I honor God by taking breaks from myself. You know, Jesus calls me to give him the heavy burdens of life and that are within me, and I do. That's what I do today. I am productive and I am beautiful because I take breaks from the world, from myself. I guard my soul and I do the thing he tells me to do. I am still and I know that he is God. Yeah. And it's a beautiful way to see life. You know, and to see everything that we are. We were born, you know, to love God and to understand what that means to be his child. Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. It's so lovely. It's so lovely to be able to pull aside, to guard our soul and rest in him, to know who he is in us. Greater is he who is in us than anything in the world, and even my own ego. even my own self that you know,
exactly.
gets so upset when things go wrong, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, and this is why the psalmist, again, being real, says, look, at you can pray also that God help me muzzle my mouth, right? Because again, the affirmations that we're talking about are positive affirmations that are born out of the Word of God, which are words that God, believe it or not, God has already said over you, right, Marie?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Isn't that cool? I love that. Marie Chapin is with us. We've got more to talk to her about, so stay with us. Be encouraged. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and she is Marie Chapin. She is a Christian counselor and author, and she's taking us on quite the new adventure of self-discovery and spiritual empowerment in her new devotional. He calls me his child. It's 100 inspiring teaching meditations and over 600 Christian affirmations. Daily gifts to give to yourself. An absolute blessing. Now, when we talk about teaching meditation, sometimes, you know, Marie, in our lives, we're so used to filling space. You know, and I'm in the radio business, and so my background, which I've been, you know, behind a microphone off and on for some 50 plus years, is that in the vernacular of the business, you can't have dead air. You know, you got to fill the space with talk, you know, or music, yeah, or something. Yeah. You know, you can't just have what they call dead air, right? But what, you know, and it is counterintuitive in a sense. As human beings, we want to fill space. But when we come to God, we must come to Him in all humility, right, and in spirit, and where we need to put everything on pause. This is what you're saying. This is my takeaway. And I'm encouraged by what you're saying, is that we got to put everything on pause, come to Him in humility, and put it at His footstool and say, Lord, here I am. What do I make of this mess? You know, you know, you're the one, you understand this. You say we don't have wisdom because we don't ask. I'm asking you for wisdom on these issues, and I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to listen.
Oh, and, that's so good.
Right?
That's so good. And then we affirm, I have wisdom, and we affirm, speak it out loud. We say, right. I give negativity no control over me. Not no control of the negative world, my negative self, my ego self, my emotions. No. I give my negative emotions no control over me. Right now, I choose the peace of God. I give my soul a rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I give my soul a rest. I am quiet before the Lord. I speak only the truth to myself, which is I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, including Nehemiah. We read the joy of Nehemiah 8, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
My strength, yes.
Yes, this is what I choose. And I choose the permanence of joy over the temporariness of my seeking happiness. You know that a happy moment comes and goes, but joy does not.
Yeah,
joy does
exactly.
not. It's supernatural, and we can't.
Well happiness is based on a happening, okay,
there
and they're ever fading, right? And so joy is of the Lord, and that is constant. Yes, it's that power force that you can plug into when you want to. Again, be intentional. As we were saying earlier, I think it's quite comical, Marie, that and this must, you know, at times, you know, just cause the father to laugh because they're going, oh my God, there you are, you know, going, you're defaulting into that worldly perspective of negative self-talk. And, you know, and we do it so easily because we're in a fallen world. So this is why we have to be intentional to affirm these God-given, blessings that He's given that really come from God's lips, right? I mean, we're not making this stuff up. I mean, the things that you've just quoted, you know, was from Scripture, right? These are the words of God which Jesus said, hey, that's what I feed off of. I don't feed off of the food of this world, right?
That's the thing right there. We're not just positive thinking here. This is the power of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. You know, so when we speak what He says, something happens with us. We say yes to Him. We say yes to walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and not in our own thinking and in our own, you know, our minds are just so busy with thinking all the time. And a lot of that stuff that we're thinking is really just nothing.
Yeah.
It means nothing. There's all this research that's been done, you know, how much of our thinking is really valuable or important or meaningful, and it comes down to something like 1% or
exactly. Well, Zig Ziglar used to call it. Zig Ziglar used to refer to it as stinking thinking, you know. And we got to get rid of that stinking thinking, right? Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so we take control because all things do really work together for good, even the bad. And you know what? The bad that happens to us that we consider bad is really, really very good, makes us really, really strong. You know, you can't know joy without knowing grief and pain.
Exactly.
And you just know the difference. Dale Moody said, how do you know a stick is crooked? By, you have to lay a straight one alongside it.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, Marie, I got to say this. Even the title of this book, He Calls Me His Child, is encouraging. I almost have the sense that the title was anointed, because you can't read that title and come away with anything. That hit my heart. He calls me his child, and it causes you to meditate on it. Just go, don't pass through real fast. Oh, he calls me child, and go and read. No, meditate on that. What does that mean? You know, that Father God calls you his child.
Isn't that beautiful?
It totally is.
Say that every day. My life is God's life. I give my eyes to him, my nose to him, my ears to him, everything, so that my nose, eyes, and ears can be his. You know, it's not so much I'm locked in him. I mean, it is that, of course. It's that he's locked in us.
Yes.
You know, we are living out, if we really, really, really think about this, we are living out him in the world as much as we can, as much as we are able. And it's a practice, it's a journey that we build every single day, you know. It's yesterday's faith feeds today's, and today's faith feeds tomorrow, and the words we speak today feed the words we speak tomorrow, and the power we walk with.
Reaping and sowing. That's what it's all about, you know. And why do we reap to righteousness, you sow to righteousness, and you'll reap righteousness. And the thing is, as I'm hearing you talk, Marie, for just a moment, if I can add this, you know, imagine as you were in your mother's womb and God was assembling you and putting you together, he was making promises to you. You know, and to me, you know, think about
that. Beautiful.
God Almighty, the creator of heavens and the earth, he is sewing us together in our mother's womb, and he's making promises.
Oh, you've got to fall in love with him then. You can't not love him, right? God is love. And that's why we do all of this. That's because we're in love. We're in love with him. Oh, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. You know, my life is yours. I just love you. That's why I have chosen to walk in your power. That's why I have chosen to put aside negativity and what's going on in the world and in my negative choices. That's what, because I love God. I can't resist love. And he can't resist his love in us.
Exactly. It's constant. Yeah, it's not turned off. That's the thing that's hard for us to imagine. About a minute left here. Tell our audience about the yes prayer that they'll get in your devotional. I love the yes prayer.
The yes prayer is the most powerful prayer. It's when something happens to us that we really don't want. But there's no gas in the car, for example. And we've got to be somewhere. Instead of pounding the steering wheel. And saying, why does everything happen to me? We say, yes, it's okay. And Bill, something happens in us. It's absolutely miraculous. Something happens in us where the stress of that moment is defeated. When we can actually then see what action has to be taken with peace within. Yes, we say yes to that moment where the kids talk back to us or something. I cannot be offended. I cannot be hurt. These are the words we live by. I can't. Because I'm saying yes the negativity, not,
exactly.
Oh, God, don't let this hit me. No. You know, we're not panicking.
We got to leave it there. Marie.
One with who God is.
You're awesome. Her book, He Calls Me His Child, Marie Chapin. Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
And it'll be another 20 years until North America can witness a total solar eclipse again. Many in the U.S. reflecting on Monday's big celestial event. This man traveled to the Texas Hill Country to see it.
You just can't describe how that feels. The greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything that cool.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You know, it's interesting, you know, what is happening with DEI. You know, we're starting to watch, you know, before our eyes, watch it disassemble. And you got to imagine for those that are so ideologically fixed, this is kind of like one of those uh-oh moments. Because, you know, we're seeing this really for what it is. DEI is the emperor wearing no clothes. That's really what it comes down to. Because it is a false narrative. It is not beneficial. It doesn't make anybody better. If anything, it mediocritizes people. It's almost like a union concept. And I mean, no insult for people who participate in the union. I think there's some good things there. I mean, for me personally, my own psychology, it was always a conflict because they didn't want you working any harder, you know, the way your body would tell you to work, your own psychology, your own mindset would say, because you'd made other people look bad. Say, hey, man, you're making us look bad. Slow down. You know, and so everything was set within the union based on an equal outcome. And I guess it just, you know, it just fundamentally, I resisted that kind of mindset, and it really bothered me. And so now, you know, I'm grown up, gone through enough life. You know, I grew up with reading about the Peter Principle and people being elevated to their level of incompetence, and have seen this play out in businesses, had to work with people. And we see this happening in today in our government now more than ever. But DEI is, you know, and hopefully this continues in such a way to where America, the majority of America, you know, sees it for what it is, that this is not in your best interest. Our founding fathers wanted to give us an opportunity to be all that we could be. You know, let's even out the playing field. Let your giftings and talents be exercised and grown. You're going to be a happy camper. You're going to be successful. And it wasn't about equal, it wasn't about equality in terms of outcome. It was about opportunity. And this is how some of this is playing on. I say all that as a preamble to Scott Shepherd coming back on the air with us. Scott is a Free Enterprise Project Director, and he was at Disney's recent shareholder meeting, and he confronted them about their charitable contributions that, I guess for lack of a better word, were quite prejudiced and in conflict with their stated values, right, Scott?
Well, in conflict with their fiduciary duties, sometimes in conflict with their stated values, generally designed to advance the personal political interests and policy interests of Bob Iger and the team of people that he has assembled to run Disney into the ground, rather than focusing on benefit for shareholders and running the company successfully, which is his absolute fiduciary duty that he violates
exactly
every day and every way. Yeah.
Well, and it's nothing different than like the President of the United States. The President of the United States has a responsibility to the people that he governs. I mean, that is well written. It's documented. And when he fails to follow, you know, said responsibility, then he should pay the price. And what's happening in today's America, the reason that people are getting away with this is they're not paying the price. And you, thank God, and others are holding Disney's feet to the fire here on behalf of the shareholder. You're a shareholder. So you want them to perform, you know, according to their promise, according to their fiduciary responsibility. They have a responsibility to the shareholder, and that is to produce a return on investment, right?
That's right. Well, that's right. And the key distinction between, say, a president and a CEO of a company is that a president is explicitly expected and certainly allowed to govern in a partisan way. And that's what the current administration does. It has its whole of government initiatives that are decarbonization according to political schedules that will make everybody's life worse. And the DEI you mentioned, which is to say re-establishing race, racism, sexism, and gender and orientation discrimination in America's all of America's life.
But yes,
the thing is, those are also Bob Iger's goals, and that's how he's driving Disney. And he is explicitly forbidden to do partisan things, and yet he does.
Right. Yes. Well, and the thing is that at some point, you got to imagine the people who are employed there are not going to reflect the happiest place in the world any longer. And there's starting to be chinks in the armor because people realize that, you know, on the surface, this starts out and it seems a little benign until it really creeps into the culture and it's manifest at every step, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't park your kids in front of a Disney, the latest Disney production anymore. You can be fairly assured that anything that Disney has taken over has run to dreck. They destroyed Indiana Jones. They destroyed Star Wars. They destroyed Marvel, on and on and on. And the only thing that's keeping Disney's financial head above water is the parks. So the only thing left for sensible Americans to do is say, well, you know what? You've lost me. I'm not going to go to your parks either, even though they're less tainted with all of this stuff. And then there will be a necessary reckoning because there just won't be any money left to lose hundreds of millions of dollars on these tentpole movies that tell terrible stories because they're ideological.
Exactly. Scott, is this what motivated Disney to renegotiate with Florida?
Renegotiate. What they did was to capitulate entirely on a lawsuit that was stupid from the first in which the, Disney essentially insisted that it had acted like a government. It had its imperium, and Florida, for some reason, just had to submit to that. It was every dollar spent on lawyers in that ridiculous Disney lawsuit should be paid back by Iger personally.
Right. Yeah, that's. I mean, because this was at stockholders' expense, wasn't it?
Exactly. He's pushing his personal policies with our shareholder money. That's the highest possible violation of fiduciary duty. And the rules are, it's called self-dealing. And when that happens, corporations can, or shareholders can stand in the corporate shoes and go after the bad-behaving executives and make them pay out of their pockets. And that's what we need to see.
So is Iger going to change his evil ways on this, Scott?
Well, you know, he's got the backing of the big three investment houses, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, who pull the same partisan con. And so with everything they say are their standards, they would have supported an independent voice, Nelson Peltz, on that board. They didn't. They went with protecting their guy and protecting their own partisanship and freedom from any honest voices on their boards.
Well, I got to imagine, Scott, even the big three, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, are feeling the effects of DEI. It's not that they're immune from it. I mean, they're not making the kind of money they were making 5 years ago, are they?
Well, BlackRock went from $10 trillion to $8 trillion. I think it's come back some. But there is an effect, and right now it's almost impossible to tell whether the effect is that they're changing their language or they're changing their behavior. When they stop forcing companies to do partisan things, then we'll know there's real change.
They're so ideologically fixed, I doubt that, I mean, it requires new management, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been around corporate entities long enough in our experience, Scott, where we see this disease, and it takes something radical. This is sometimes happens, you know, for some companies when they go to, they find themselves in bankruptcy. Then, you know, it's amazing how that ideology kind of slips away because it's like, hey, you got to produce a bottom line here, man. Forget about all this other stuff you know, that you guys have been pursuing, right? And I don't know if that will be what it takes. Maybe there will be some wiser minds that will step up in such a way and understand that, you know, it is an honor to have that fiduciary responsibility to your stockholders. And you need to honor that. And if you don't, then, you know, you deserve the exit door as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. We ought to put you on some of these boards.
In my spare time, Scott Shepard, but you're doing such a great job here. Scott Shepard is with us. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. So stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Scott Shepherd is with us, Free Enterprise Project Director, and always good to have him here. We're talking about the wonderful world of Disney, maybe in some cases not quite so wonderful. Scott, explain to our audience again what happened at the annual shareholder meeting and how you presented to the company. You asked the company to disclose their charitable contributions of $5,000 or more. They were kind of hiding this behind door number three, right?
Yeah, that's right. May I suggest the once wonderful world of Disney?
Okay.
So, you know, everybody on Earth knows Bob Iger's politics, and everybody on Earth knows that he was running Disney in order to forward those politics. When South Park is making fun of how badly you run your company and how obviously, partisan, then you've reached everybody. And so everybody's aware, and he bragged about it for years, and he said he was standing up on the right side. And for him, the right side was indoctrinating small children with gender confusion. Everybody's entitled to their personal opinions. Our point this year was, gosh, Bob, you seem less interested in talking about this sort of thing just now, but we really should know who you're donating to, because like everything else you do at Disney, you're giving money to organizations that pretend to only do work that nobody can object to, but really do the work of training teachers how to create this gender confusion and then hide it from parents. Things that are deeply extreme partisan. And have no business being done by or funded by a company whose audience is little kids. It's nuts.
Exactly.
So we had a chance to speak some truth directly to Bob Iger, and I'm sure they didn't like it much. But the YouTube sites that watch Disney's finances and have charted this decline carefully, apparently they were big fans. So I'm glad I got to speak to them.
Well, and what was their response? They just quiet? They didn't respond at all? And did they disclose these charitable contributions that you'd requested?
Well, oh, this is such a rigged process. So we have 500 words for a proposal. They can respond at any length they want. And then Disney, in its extravagance, gave us all of 2 minutes to support our proposal. And then they never say anything in response because whatever they say would either be a lie or an admission. Mm. And then the organizations that decide, that have the power to decide every single vote that comes before every single shareholder meeting in America are, as we mentioned, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And, of course, they don't want to see disclosure because then they'd have to disclose. And so
exactly.
We lost, exactly. but we lost illustratively, and we pinned the tail on the bad actors, the people who are holding American capitalism hostage.
Well, you know, you think about this, you know, America, in a sense, agreed and kind of an informal contract with Disney over the years when you and I were growing up. And that was that, you know, parents entrusted their children to Disney, that it was family friendly. I mean, there was a in a sense kind of a, you know, a contract, so to speak, that Disney would do certain things and we the people would participate. We would be consumers of said product, and we took our eye off the ball. And while we continued to support Disney based on this previous implied or however way you want to put it in whatever term, but in a sense it was contractual, and we didn't see what was happening with Disney, and even to this day people are befuddled and not understanding how diabolical, because as you say, Bob Iger is so disingenuous, he's not going to be upfront about this stuff. And they know that they're in trouble, so then it becomes a crisis management issue. Okay, how do we manage this and keep people like Scott Shepard, you know, off the podium or off the speaking circuit where he can remind people of what's going on?
Yeah, I think that the fundamental and hopefully existential error of these partisan ESG scammers is that they so completely sealed their echo chambers that they had no idea what anybody was thinking anymore. And they really loud and obnoxious in their support for all of these extreme hateful things. And so they said too much, and it's on the record. And I think, I hope and trust that it'll be enough to push them out and to get honest people in their places.
Well, Scott, you know, I would think that, you know, and I had this discussion with somebody else in a different organization. I said, you know, you just need a document. I mean, just make it a simplistic document. Here's the 12, 10, whatever it is, could be 5, whatever number. But here are the things that Disney has done, has promoted, just say over the last 5 years, that is contrary to its commitment. And what they're supposed to do, you know, whether it's been gender-affirming surgery, abortion, all these things that are destructive to the foundational establishments and growth of our society. I mean, they are in direct conflict with this, Scott, and we could probably sit there and come up with a list here in the next couple of minutes, but I'm just saying, you know, we just need to, you know, have that in front of us all the time so that the next time you come on, we can go, okay, here, don't forget the list. Here's the list. This is what Disney or whoever it is that we're targeting, because the one thing you can count on is that it's been consistent. It's not exclusive to Walt Disney World, is it?
No, it's all over the place, in places you'd expect, in places that are astonishing. Levi is one of the wokest, most ridiculous corporations there is now. So, yes, keep track and disclose and repeat and repeat and repeat, but also critique, because so much of the claims that all of these obviously stupid and partisan non-meritorious decisions make money for companies, there are stacks of supposedly scholarship that they claim, but every single one of them is profoundly and utterly flawed, even the ones that, say, BlackRock puts out. So as we become bigger in our opposition, we used to be just a scrappy band of a few people, but as allies grow and we've got a bigger cadre, confronting these organizations with the clear fact that they're relying on nonsense to push nonsense for partisan reasons. You know, we make it unmistakable, and it's the sort of thing that a court would have to pay attention to when we get there.
Well, and the thing is, meanwhile, you know, this is a battle for the minds of, you know, of the public. And they need to be aware that these groups, and you can bind them all together, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Disney, Levi, go on down the list. I see them as a headline. We believe, this is what we believe. And here they are. Here, they're not going to sign that document, but we're going to, you know, based on what their policies and what they've done, you know, here's what they believe in. And here's, you know, you can say 12. I don't know what number is the magic number here. This is just, I'm a marketing guy here, and I'm just thinking, you know, there's a way to, you know, put this out, and I can see this, you know, being, you know, full page ad in publications. It could be something that's used whenever, you know, you're doing a show like ours, and you remind people. I mean, because this is kind of like go-to information that we need to, as you say, this needs to be repeated time and time again, because the reason that Disney has gotten to the point, and Levi and these other organizations have gotten to the point, because they've repeatedly told a lie. And so people think, oh, okay, well, you know, I just buy, you know, I buy Levi's, you know, I like Levi's, and they fit my body, and that's it. And they don't realize what they're doing and how they're endorsing it. Or, you know, Starbucks, what Starbucks is, what they believe in. And when you buy a Starbucks coffee, what your money is going to support here, right? Inference and application.
I think that's right. And well-run, sensible states could also advance this process if you want to do business in this state, you have to disclose all of the organizations that you're using shareholder assets to fund. California does that all the time to push corporations to the far left, to the California lunatic left. You know, sensible states could do it to right the balance. And, you know, I'm sure you agree with this, that we are not actors who want to force corporations to take right-wing partisan positions or libertarian ones. We just want them to be neutral and to get out of politics and to do their fiduciary duty, just Main Street stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, what, all of a sudden we're going to go to Disney World, and in order to get in, everybody has to wear a MAGA hat?
Yeah, we don't want that any more than we want,
if they had a Biden Harris sticker, it would be rare. That'd be a rare sighting, because even now, you know, just like 4 years ago, I'm not seeing any Biden Harris stickers anywhere. Of course, they're setting it up in such a way to where, you know, Harris's name could be replaced, Biden's name could be, it could be a multiple choice option the way things are going.
Well, you know, we laugh about that, but in the riot and arson summer of 2020, companies did come out and say, you're welcome to wear BLM stuff, but you can't wear anything else. And, of course, that violates all the laws there are.
Of course. But, you see, unfortunately, they're able to get away with it in the short term, because nobody stands up. There's not a venue other than maybe a local principality or a sheriff who can say, no, this is unacceptable. But they are too few and far between, sadly. And so, you know, the people get to a point and they say, well, why should I bother? Why should I get upset? Because, you know, there's no remedy with this, right? And, and then 4 or 5 years later, it ends up in Supreme Court, and they say, well, you know, you were right all along, they were wrong, but meanwhile, you had 5 years of misery to deal with. Scott Shepard, we'll leave it there. Always good to have you with us. He's with the Free Enterprise Project. He's the
People
director.
Often
Thank
write
you, Scott.
To tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8255.
800-800-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is...